Hey guys, and welcome to something that is new for Marketing in the Madness. So these episodes are coming to you in collaboration with Madfest. As part of that collaboration, I am going to be interviewing some incredible female leaders, female founders, and men across the industry who are leading the charge and leading the change in our industry that will enable women to reach their full potential and address the long-standing inequalities that still exist, not just in the marketing industry, but across every single industry. So if you're interested in joining me and helping make the world a fairer, more inclusive place, then keep listening because today's episode is going to be a cracker. So Serge, obviously you're a guy, but to me, this is almost more important than me having females on the podcast because I sometimes just feel like guys, you know, they don't always see it. Because you're a man. In fact, I was speaking to, you may know, Jasmine, who runs the Women in Mac kind of program for the Mac Alliance last week. And she got some guys involved with the program last year. And when I interviewed her last week, she was talking to me about how the guys she'd got involved were obviously entering a room where it was all women. And there was like one or two men and they were like, this is you every day. Like us women, we're walking into rooms, boardrooms, you know, meetings all the time where often we are hugely in the minority. So there's some huge change that needs to happen. In order to make the change happen, we need male allies. So I just wanted to get your kind of view and your experience as, you know, someone, you know, in the sector that is a man that has been, you know, working in this space, you know, majority of your career, what you've seen and what you think you can do or the industry can do to start to make some change.
Yeah, thanks, Katie. So absolutely everything you've said. I've seen the same thing when I've walked. Sometimes it's been one woman in a room full of men and I've tried to in some way empathize with the woman. I've mentioned it. This is just a room full of men and you, isn't it? And I do increasingly become conscious of that, you know, and my mum is a very strong lady and I've seen her lead as a woman in the workplace for many years, but she really has to over index on that confidence. You know, she really has to dial it up. Maybe more than she normally would necessarily. And I see it with, you know, female employees that I've worked with as well, that sometimes they don't feel as confident or as forward. Maybe traditionally they've been used to keeping more quiet because of just naturally how they see gender roles within the workplace. It's kind of that unspoken thing. And men sometimes tend to be more brash or more forthcoming with their views. It's just the way that it's developed over the years. So for me, I think really it's about over-indexing an opportunity for women. You know, you almost don't want to make women feel like they're being given the opportunity or tell them they're given being of the opportunity because they're a woman. But at the same time, do you want to provide that opportunity to them? Not without necessarily saying it, but still give them that opportunity because at that point, let them take it from there, you know, give them the opportunity. That's all we can really, that's as much as I can do within my role and then allow them to voice their opinion in a comfortable environment.
Yeah, you're right there. Sadly, you know, this is hundreds, thousands, millions, years of legacy that we're really trying to evolve and change. And I think specifically, marketing is definitely getting ahead, but specifically in tech, you know, there are far few, you know, women are in the minority. You know, that is factual. I think there were some really interesting stats actually also that Jasmine brought up, but that I've seen something like 3% of tech companies in the UK are founded, or maybe it's even globally, are founded by women. Mm. Like, what the actual? I mean, and now it's almost like government are pushing and giving more investment to female founded tech companies to try and equal that balance. And it starts to get, you know, starts to get a bit dodgy almost, doesn't it? Like, are you giving investment because I'm a woman or because the idea is better? So we've got, I think we're in an interesting space. We've got to we've got to have male allies to help us equal the balance and be brave enough to you know, help push us forward, because without that, we become an echo chamber. And I think for me, the opportunity we've got with MadFest is, you know, to get you guys on board and make you realize, have you seen the Barbie movie, just out of interest?
I've seen it.
What did you think?
I thought it was great. Yeah, I thought it was great. Kind of mixed opinions, but I thought it was,
yeah,
it was really good.
Because I think that's what Ken sees in the movie. And that did highlight that to me and to my daughter, who I went to watch it with, but is that he was like, wow, men are like in charge here. Like, cause he'd come from a world, the Barbie world, where the women were in charge. So, you know, and it was basically the, you know, total opposite in the real world. So I think I hope, you know, for me that, you know, the men that have been, you know, brave enough to go and watch the Barbie movie, please go watch it. Although it's a Barbie movie, it's really funny and it is really good. But it makes a very good point about inequality and how we really need male allies and, you know, all of us, you know, need to, I guess, level our egos, but maybe men slightly sometimes could dial them down, and us women maybe need to dial them up a little bit just to get our voices heard, to be brave enough to stop us having those limiting beliefs, to, you know, chuck away some of these, you know, inherited behaviors that we've got from the years and years and years of, you know, legacy of, you know, us women being at home.
Yeah, like some feedback that I've received openly is that I potentially interrupt people too much when I'm speaking to them, and someone gave me the feedback that sometimes it happens when it happens to women, they don't necessarily push back, or they don't say something, and that's something that I should be overconscious about. And it was a really great and timely piece of feedback, and I think it's probably something that maybe other people can share, can take from, like, be conscious about the demeanor within meetings and giving people the time to speak and asking a question before maybe raising your point of view. And I thought that was a really kind of useful snippet.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you, Serge. You've been an absolute delight to have on the podcast. There's so much more I want to talk to you about, but we're out of time now. So thank you so much for coming on. If you guys have not listened to the previous episode, Serge also has spoken to me about all the amazing B2B marketing tactics that they are deploying at Apply Digital. So if you haven't heard that episode and you want to go and listen to it, about, we're really kind of dialed in on the emotional side of B2B marketing and why that's super important, do go back and find the previous episode where you can hear Serge talking about that. But otherwise, have a great day. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode, and we'll see you soon.